My daughter Katie lives in Brooklyn, and I love when I get to visit her. Not only is she a wonderful person in her own right, but also when I'm at her place, I get to eat real New York bagels and see cool urban birds. My favorite is the monk parakeet. I often hear them while I'm at Katie's apartment. They're loud, their voices carrying over all the urban sounds. And they're particularly easy to see and hear in the famous Greenwood Cemetery. That's where Leonard Bernstein is buried, so I originally wanted to go there to find his grave. I did find it, but spent most of my time there looking at the monk parakeets. This is the only parrot species in the world that does not nest in cavities. Colonies of them build big apartment houses from sticks. In Greenwood Cemetery, these big stick nests are easy to spot on the entrance gate and nearby structures. Some people seem mystified why the cemetery management doesn't have problems with them, as they did with the pigeons that had been there before the parakeets moved in. A few weeks ago, a science journalist contacted the Cornell Lab of Ornithology asking just that. She wrote that someone at the cemetery, quote, mentioned that this was a better situation because pigeon poop is quite acidic and it was corroding the limestone of the gates. Parrot poop is apparently less acidic, and thus having the parrots live there was a lot better for the gates. I'm trying to understand whether there is any reason to suspect that this is true. I wondered whether anyone at the Cornell lab could talk to me about the pros and cons of pigeon versus parrot poop. End quote. I've developed something of a reputation as the bird-dropping queen, so the question was sent on to me. I could not find any studies comparing pH of any bird's droppings. That would be easy enough to test in any high school science lab, but I suspect that just about all bird droppings are pretty acidic. The white part is composed of the uric acid excreted by their kidneys. I suspect the corrosion issue from pigeons is due to more about the pigeon's natural history than simply the acidity of their poop. I wrote that the parrots I've handled produce noticeably drier droppings than pigeons do. Parrots do not drink as much and have a more seed-based diet. The wetness of the pigeon dropping certainly contributes to their ability to corrode any substrate. And at least as important are those enormous stick nests that the parrots build. Their droppings collect on the sticks, not the architectural structures beneath. Pigeons build their flimsy nests directly on buildings and other structures and loaf around near their nests, pooping wherever they happen to be standing. They don't clean up after their chicks' droppings either, and all that wet poop starts corroding before it starts drying up. Monk parakeets are native to both temperate and subtropical areas of South America, from central Bolivia and southern Brazil south to Uruguay and central Argentina. Down there, large-scale tree planting has allowed them to spread beyond their natural range into large areas of the Pampas grasslands. Their natural populations didn't spread up here. They were brought to North America and Europe by the pet trade. They're sold as Quakers. Escaped birds established wild populations, which are especially abundant in southern states, but have also cropped up in Chicago and New York. Now, in many states, it's illegal to sell or breed them because of fears that these escaped birds can damage fruit crops, though there's little evidence of that anywhere. The Chicago population was established in the Hyde Park neighborhood in the early 1970s and thrived until fairly recently. The city of Chicago tried to eradicate them decades ago, but people, including Mayor Harold Washington, defended them strenuously and won that battle. My favorite place in Chicago to see them happens to be in Harold Washington Park. Currently, their numbers there are dwindling, probably mostly due to the reintroduction of peregrine falcons to the city. So far, the New York population continues to thrive. My favorite place to see them there is anywhere my daughter happens to be, too. I'll be visiting Katie for a few weeks in December, and one of my hopes is to see some of these cool parakeets again. With any luck, I'll be able to enjoy seeing them without a single thought about their poop. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.